The jobs report released this morning wasn't as strong as expected, but Wall Street liked it just fine. Stocks shot up today. The Dow Jones average climbed almost 139 points to close at 11,577. The Labor Department said businesses added a net 138,000 jobs to their payrolls, and the unemployment rate stayed steady at 4.7%. Today's report also showed workers' wage increases finally starting to pull ahead of inflation. But that fact, along with the collection of other recent good economic news, hasn't convinced Americans that they have much to be happy about. NPR's Alex Markels reports.
Ask the folks on the streets of Kansas City how they feel about the economy, and you'll probably hear something like this.
It seems like people have the same amount of money, but it costs more to do everything, so less disposable income.
Gas prices are at the top of Cassandra Davis's mind. They're also a big worry for people like Wayne Colt. Not that he thinks the economy is going to hell in a handbasket just yet.
I think it's doing better right now than it was several years ago. There's lots of problems with it, but back at the 2000, 2001, there was just too big of a boom and it needed to level out, and I hope it's leveled out.
In truth, the economy is chugging along quite nicely. Unemployment is near historic lows. The stock market is at a six-year high, and many Americans continue to spend like there's no tomorrow, and save like it too. Trouble is, they're just not very happy about it.
There's this weird disconnect that people have right now.
David Weiss is the chief economist at Standard & Poor's.
If you look at the consumer confidence numbers, they're pretty confident about their job, they're pretty confident about their household finances, but they feel that the country's going in the wrong direction. They're just unhappy about how the overall economy is doing.
Weiss and other economists point to recent public opinion polls that show many Americans are feeling downright gloomy about everything from health care to their job prospects. Pollster Michael Dimmock at the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press says people understand that the overall economy is doing well.
But at a personal level, people are working harder and they feel like the job situation is worse. 64% of people in our poll said good jobs are hard to find in their area. That's a scary world to live in for a lot of people.
Polls by the Gallup organization have also picked up on the sour mood. Gallup editor Frank Newport says it's not so much the big worries like jobs that weigh on people's spirits.
It's more that the money they're paying day by day for various aspects of daily life is getting higher and higher and higher.
Chief among those are the numbers staring them in the face every time they fill up their gas tanks.
And the other thing that shows up in our data is the healthcare costs. I think a lot of Americans tell us they're quite concerned about being nibbled to death by what they have to pay for their share of healthcare costs, even if they're employed.
He and others say there's another disconnect at play in the polling numbers, the one between the nation's haves and have-nots, the latter of whom have a particularly dire outlook on the economy these days. Pollsters like Newport say the disconnect also falls along political lines.
We have such polarization now and such negative attitudes towards the administration and the government to some degree, particularly on the part of independents and Democrats, that they can't bring themselves to be positive about almost anything we pollsters ask them about.
And with both gas prices and political heat rising as the election season swings into gear, Newport doesn't expect Americans to forget their troubles and get happy anytime soon. Alex Markels, NPR News.